So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So, welcome to the podcast show. Hope you're well today. In today's show, we're going to talk about how to kickstart your marketing for, well, less than a grand, really. To be honest, some of the stuff we're going to go through actually won't cost you anything at all, which is always good. Some of it is going to cost you a little bit of money, but you can pick and choose what you want to do. So, let's kickstart it straight off. So, number one, then, is just get a load of content created. And go live. We'll split those into two different areas. The content, I see people posting content and it's clearly content that they've created themselves on Canva. Now, to some extent, there's not a problem with that, except usually it doesn't look very good. And so it kind of lacks a certain level of professionalism, first of all. Second of all, is it gets really tiresome actually creating that content all the time. Like, you might start off creating it and feeling really gung-ho in the creation of that and create a load, but eventually you're just going to burn out. And for some people, it's a month. For some people, it's a couple of weeks. And for some people, it's just a day or two. Sorry, I've got a dog down here. Hannah wants to come and say hello. So with your content creation, I don't think you should be doing it yourself. When we first started creating content for our clients, I used to create all the content. And then we got professional graphic designers and that kind of thing, and we saw our results for our clients just improve. And, you know, I'm pretty good on Canva, but it wasn't good enough. So it's like, you know, the presentation that you're putting out to the rest of the people across social media has to look professional, has to look quality, has to look professionally done, and so on. It's like with your business cards. I see people getting the cheap business cards from, Prontoprint, is it? The cheap business card company. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? Now, I actually don't have business cards because I don't get to meet anybody in real life anymore. I am a metaverse person for sure. But when I did go out and meet people, my business cards were the best business cards in the room. Now, I know this because I would stand on stage and I would say, anyone who's got a better business card than me, I'll give you a free coaching session. And nobody ever won a coaching session, ever. I had fold-up business cards. I had a place to take notes. You know, when you meet someone at a networking event and you go, oh, I'll just write down your whatever on here. I mean, you can't write on a business card. No, no. Mine was foldable. It had a section for notes. It asked for referrals. It had my picture on it. It had everything absolutely needed on it. So it looked really professional. And whilst we're not talking about business cards here, you know, you want to get one chance to make a first impression. And if that first impression is some stock footage off Canva, it's not going to look great, is it? And so that's the problem that you have. You know, if you think about this, for example, we go live and here we've got, you know, we've got a red light here and we've got a blue light down here and it just shines up against the walls. We've got a camera. We've got this thing across the top and we've got an arrow that moves up and down and a thing to remind me on my agenda what I'm supposed to be doing, what I'm supposed to be talking about. Like, that's a good first impression. It actually looks kind of professional. It's probably me that's letting it down dressed in a hoodie, quite frankly, rather than a suit. But we don't really do suits. We live in Spain. It's too hot. And what do I need a suit for, you know? But this first impression is really important. And getting yourself a whole bunch of content created. Now, it's not enough, I don't think, to have a bunch of content created now that'll last you 30 days and that's it. I think that you should have constant content going out over the period of the next 12 months. That's what should happen. Why would you do content now and then stop? Are you going to say, well, you know what, Dan, that content doesn't work, so I'm just going to stop producing it? It's like, well, how does that work? You're going to stop producing content. How are you going to market to people? Oh, well, marketing doesn't work. Oh, okay. So marketing doesn't work. So that's why Coca-Cola spent trillions on it. God knows how much they've spent. Certainly over the last 100 years, they've spent $1 trillion on marketing. Of course it works, but you just have to do it enough and be consistent enough. And this is the problem that takes us back to Canva. You start off all gung-ho, start creating loads of content, and boy, it gets boring pretty quick. For me, incredibly quick, in fact. So you need to go out and find someone. We can do it for you, but go out and find someone else if necessary. Go out and find someone who's going to create content for you on a regular basis and someone who's going to come up with some ideas for content. One of the things that we get with our content creation is because we've got so many clients and we, you know, in all sorts of different industries, we've done stuff in one industry that will translate over to the next industry and we can actually use that. And that works really well as well. Okay, so you're going to spend a bit of money on the content. Our content starts at £400. But let's just run at £400. Let's say, let's do £400 for the first month. Okay. So the next bit then is you can go live. You can go live like this. And one of the pieces of content that you should have created is a banner like this at the top. Maybe an agenda, maybe an arrow, maybe a bit of training on OBS or live stream so you can actually understand how to go live and make it look good. But you should actually be going live. And guess what? Going live doesn't cost you anything. Once you've got, you know, the banners and the images and the camera and a microphone, a bit of lighting, make it look a bit nice, you can go live as often as you want. You can literally just go live all day long. You can go live 20 times a day or you can go live once a day. It's completely up to you, but it's completely free. And your only problem is to come up with new, fresh content. But once you go live over a certain number of times, it gets actually much easier coming up with live content because you just find a way of doing it. You've got no other choice. Okay, next one then. Now, it depends on, you know, depends on who's doing this for you, but installing tracking on your website shouldn't cost a lot at all. We do it for our clients. It's part of our content package. But one of the benefits of this is that we actually get to see, first of all, how many visitors are going to the website. Second of all, which are the popular pages? I know we're going to cover that in the next one below, check popular pages, but we get to see really easily on the tracking which are the popular pages. And I'll come on to why that's important soon in the next section. But getting tracking will also tell you where most of your traffic comes from. So if all your traffic is coming from LinkedIn and you're really pushing out on Facebook, it's like, maybe you need to think about that. Like maybe you need to move more over onto LinkedIn and start posting regularly as personal content on LinkedIn than Facebook. Or maybe it all just comes from Twitter. Maybe it all just comes from YouTube. Who knows where it's going to come from? Well, and that's why you got Google Analytics installed on your website, because that will actually tell you where does all your traffic come from. And that helps you move your focus onto the places, the areas where your potential customers are. So there's a saying in marketing, which is fish where the fish are. So the question is, where's your fish? The fish are your customers, by the way. Where do your customers go? Are they on LinkedIn? Are they on Twitter? Are they on Instagram? Are they in Facebook groups? Are they in forums online? Where are they? Are they on Facebook? Are they in LinkedIn groups? There's so many different areas. Are they on TikTok? Are they on Snapchat? Couldn't remember the name of it. There's all sorts of different places, but you want to be looking at where's all your traffic coming from and start creating content, maybe specifically for that. I don't believe in creating content specifically for TikTok. I think all content should be shared across all mediums. Would you share TikTok content on LinkedIn? Probably not, because they are two opposite ends, you know. TikTok, like, by the way, we don't do any TikTok stuff. I can't see me doing TikTok-type videos. TikTok-type videos, all these little dances and stuff, it's just not me, right? Let's face it, it would be horrific. So, and also, likewise, you probably wouldn't share LinkedIn content on TikTok. It's just its own unique thing. But most of your customers are probably not on TikTok. TikTok's, you know, 16 to 20 years old, I'm guessing. I don't use it. But I see other people my age using it, which I think is amazing. I'm sure Gary Vee's on TikTok. But anyway, so get your tracking on your website. The next thing that you want to be doing is setting up a Facebook ads pixel. So a Facebook ads pixel will record who's gone onto your website, and it will track what pages they've been on. And so if they've gone on a specific page on a specific website that you own, that you can install the pixel on, then you can serve up an advert onto Facebook. So then when they go back onto Facebook, they'll then see you. So there's two websites that people really go on the most. So if someone's gone onto your website, okay, you want to look at what the exit website is. And an exit website is what website have they gone onto after yours. So if they're on your website, if there's only two or three, honestly, there really is, it'll be they'll go onto Google. That's a big one. Or they'll go onto Facebook. So if they're going onto Google, why are they going onto Google? Are they going onto Google to type whatever it is that you do into Google? In which case, we're going to talk about Google pay-per-click. In which case, if they are and you still come up at the top, they go, oh, I've seen that. And it's like, okay, in the mind, it's going in and they're like, oh, I've already seen Dan's website. He must be popular if he's running Facebook ads or Google pay-per-click ads. The second page or website we're going to go onto is Facebook. And guess what? They see my shiny face coming up and following them around on Facebook. And it lowers the barriers because they're seeing you more and more and more over a longer period of time. We know that, you know, in the olden days, it used to be 7 to 9 pieces or connections where they've seen an advert and then they'd get a sell. Now it's like 2,000. You know, they have to see you on a constant, regular basis. Why do you think we go live every single day? And does it work? It absolutely works. The more that people see you, the more that people are going to buy from you. And this is why you want to be installing your Google pay-per-click pixel and your... Google pay-per-click... Let me rephrase that. You want to install your Google Analytics and your Facebook adverts pixel. Okay, let's... Next one then. Checking popular pages. This, for me... I do this almost every day because I'm really intrigued as to what pages have come up in the last... I'm just going to put it up now, actually. I'm intrigued as to what pages have actually come up recently. What are people landing on? What's the most popular pages? And how has that changed over the last 3 months? One of the things that we've been doing is... Let me check, it's my website. One of the things we've been doing is actually running more Google... pay-per-click on my website, and now we get to see how many more website visitors we have today compared with, say, 3 months ago when we weren't running that. So let me just make this bigger and go into where do we want to go? Overview on behavior. So this stuff's really, really important, and this is the kind of thing that you want to be looking at on your own website. Now, bear in mind, none of this costs you any money. The only bit of money it might cost you is a little bit of money to actually understand how it works, a little bit of training maybe. So I can look, for example, in the last 7 days, from the 1st of March to the 7th of March, we've had 13% of traffic go to our website design page, 7% of traffic went to Facebook ads. So in total, that's 20%. You've got another 16% for the homepage, okay, which is normal. So out of that, so that's what? 20, we've got 35% of all traffic went to the top three pages. There's another, 65% of all traffic have gone to all the other pages. So where else are they going? And where else on those other pages do we need to improve on those pages? Because knowing, you know, let's say the website design page, which is our second most popular page other than the homepage, okay? 14% call it, of all our traffic goes to that page. What if that page doesn't convert? What if there was something that we could do on that page to help improve conversion? You see, it's not just about sending traffic to the web page. It's about what does that traffic do once they get to that web page? Where are they going? What actions are they taking? Are they filling in a web form? Are they scheduling a strategy session? Are they going on and looking at Facebook ads? And then one of the other things that we do using Active Campaign is we look at all the activity in the last couple of days. And if someone's gone onto the website page, which Active Campaign will allow us to do, if we've got your email address in Active Campaign, it will tell us what web pages you've been on our website. So if you've been on the website design page, I can send you an email saying, hey, I noticed you're on the website design page. Do you want to have a chat about that? Really powerful stuff. Active Campaign costs £50 a month. Depends on how many visitors you've got. £50, £75, £100. We close more business because of Active Campaign than probably anything else, quite frankly. And it's all in follow-up, folks. This is it. This is why we want to get people's name and email address, get them into Active Campaign. Then we can see what web pages we're looking at on our websites. Very, very clever. We could do that for you guys if you want. But you want to look at conversion and you want to see what's happening there. And then finally, you do want to be setting up two things, really. One is Google pay-per-click, which obviously we've just been talking about. We drive so much more traffic now for our website design, our Facebook ads, and our content pages. There's three big pages there. Our content page, we've only just switched on Google pay-per-click. Before, it was getting us just 3% of all traffic to our content pages. Website design was 14%, Facebook ads was 7%, and content was just 3%. So now we're running more Google pay-per-click ads, that content will go up. But in addition to that, because we've got Facebook ads set up, we've got retargeting Facebook ads set up. So when you leave our website and you go onto Facebook, because we know that X percent of people will then go straight onto either Google, Facebook, or YouTube, one of those three, then they get adverts with my shiny face on it following them around Facebook. really, really powerful, because as we said before, the more that people see you on a regular basis, the more that people kind of get to understand you. Like what we do when we go live, and one of the things we're doing now is we're demonstrating our expertise. We're demonstrating our knowledge levels. As people have said on strategy calls, well, you know what, Dan, you talk a good game, but I wonder if you can do it. And it's like, well, sign up and then you'll find out, won't you? And maybe we can't do it, right? Maybe. We can do it, by the way, but the client doesn't know that until they get to sign up. But then what happens is they see us everywhere. We demonstrated expertise. They see that we're experts in our field. We then get them on a phone call. And then do you think they're going to compare us with the next business and the next business and the next business? Absolutely. Like when you buy a product off Amazon, do you go and look at all the other products that are similar that are also available? And you also look at some of the reviews to see, are they good reviews? Are they bad reviews? My wife loves looking at, is it, what's the travel website which gives all the reviews? She loves looking at that before we book into a hotel to see what all the reviews are. Five-star hotel, five-star reviews, 9.9 out of 10. And there's always one, isn't there, that's like really, oh, worst place I've ever stayed. Oh, there's always one, isn't there? It's always find quite funny. But setting up your Facebook retargeting ads is also really important. And in all honesty, you know, like if you signed up with us, for example, I'm not saying that you have to do that. There's plenty of other people available. Go and have a chat with them as well. But our content's 400 quid. Setting up Facebook and Google pay-per-click ads is like 295. Like you spent £700 and you might have a bit of Facebook ads. So spend 300 quid. Screw it. Spend £200 on Google pay-per-click and spend £100 on Facebook ads. There's your £1,000. For all of that, you get at least 1 month worth of a lot of content going out and a heck of a lot of visitors. Now, you've got to do the same the following month, you know? And this is about investing in your marketing on a regular basis. Our budgets on our Google pay-per-click are very, very low. Like less than £100 a month per product. And we do that on purpose because then as we grow and we close more business, then we can slowly increase them. And it's kind of like a catch-22, because if you've not got a lot of money to spend on it, how can you increase them? So you spend a little bit on it, you close business, you spend more on it, you close more business, you spend more on it. That's how it should work. This is exactly how this sort of thing should grow. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me just see if there's any comments. Don't think there are. Actually check on Facebook these days because OBS doesn't put the comments in the comments section. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. If you're just joining, you can watch the replay. You can always download the podcast as well. Our podcast numbers are going through the roof right now, which is awesome. Thank you everybody for watching, and thank you for downloading the podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. I will speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.